It happened again today. I woke up. And the scratches were there. Three long, deep scratches on my chest. Deeper than the last. There was something else this time. A bite. On the inside of my thigh. Deep and bruised. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I never should have moved into this house. I knew it was too good to be true. It started out small, just little things disappearing, misplaced, things moved. Cold spots, all the stupid shit you hear about. You brush it off as there must be a logical explanation, but I don't think there is. Because I can feel it now. All the time, even when I'm not here. I can feel it watching me. And now I can hear it talking. And I'm scared. I know what it wants. It's told me. I should have known even before. I should have known when the dream started. But I wanted them to be dreams so desperately. They started out harmless. Lucid dreams. At least I thought they were dreams. I think I know better now. I was always in my bed. And then I could feel it. Cold, firm hands on my ankles. And slowly run up my legs, up my hips, my stomach, surround my breasts. And then I would feel the cold, wet tongue. Tongue. Bring me so much pleasure. I wanted them to be dreams. I really did. But they just kept getting worse. It would scratch and hold me down. And I couldn't fight. Last night it told me that I was its. that I belonged to it. I think that's what the bite is. I think it marked me. Oh God. What do I do? I can't run away. I can't leave this house. It doesn't matter where I go. It's told me it will follow. Coming closer, it's here. Oh God. They can feel its hand on my back. Oh God. It says it's time. No, please God, no. Oh God. I don't want to go with it. Please, please don't do this to me. Please. I can feel its hands. Oh, its hands spreading me wide. No. Please, please leave me alone. I don't want to do this. No. I'm his now. And I have to go with him. I want to. I want to go with him.